an actor from Chinle, is performing her own one-woman show at the Edinburgh Festival next week. Gutted is written by Liz Richardson, and she's with me here in the studio. Well, Liz, you've just finished your second run at Home Theatre in Manchester. We spoke to you last year. How did last week's show go?
Really well, thank you. Yes, another really successful run, four nights this time. We had a huge range of different people come in, audience members, and there is a little bit of audience participation in it. So nobody was put off, thankfully. And already the reviews are coming in. They've been really refreshing and, yeah, very nice, actually.
Brilliant. Well, I've seen it twice, so I know what it's all about. But if anybody who hasn't, can you just give us a brief resume of your story?
Very briefly, yes, Gutted is all about my life in my early 20s being diagnosed with an IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. And it's all about the journey of illness and relationships on the way, the people I met in hospital and the people I met out of hospital. And there's a bit of a love story thrown in there for good measure. And how I came through it. I still live with the illness, but it's not all sinister. There's a lot of humour in there, and there's tears and laughter all the way throughout it. And it's a one-woman show, so it's just myself up there and on stage.
Yeah, I can vouch for the tears and laughter. I know a friend of ours came out absolutely bawling her eyes out after it, but it is properly side-splittingly funny as well, isn't it?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, we do have a mixed reaction. I think there's a bit of both happening all the way throughout the hour show.
And it's obviously educational as well for anybody who's suffering these sorts of conditions. It's good for them to be able to understand and see what you've been
definitely,
through.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. We've also toured it around hospitals towards the end of last year. And so we were putting it in front of patients who actually experience it every day, and also carers and friends and family. And we do have audience members like that in the shows as well. Come to the show. But we also have the general public who have never heard of this disease or don't know anything about it, and they can still somehow connect, because it is a show about suffering and how you deal with suffering. And by the end of it, I would say most people I talk to, if I talk to people in the bar, say they've just been enlightened. They now understand something that they thought was almost like an invisible disability, and you don't know what's going on behind closed doors or in shops or public toilets or whatever.
And you've worked closely with a charity that supports people with these sorts of conditions.
Yes, they're called IA, and they specifically deal with people who've had an operation which takes away part of the bowel, and you live with a bag, and then you have an internal pouch, which is what I have in my situation. And so they've been incredible, and we've been funded by Wellcome Trust as well and Arts Council England. So we've been really, really supported.
And so Edinburgh Festival next week, that's a huge deal. Excited, nervous, terrified?
Everything, a whole lot. Excited, of course, terrified, yes, but also a little bit sad because I'm going to be leaving my daughter, but she's coming up to visit every weekend. So it's all bundled in, but I know it'll be a whirlwind. We're only doing 2 weeks as opposed to the whole month, so we're quite lucky in that way, but we hope to pack out the auditorium in those 2 weeks.
Brilliant. And if anybody can get up to Edinburgh, just tell us how they
we'll
can get
tickets. We'll be at the Pleasance at the Jack Dome, 2:40 in the afternoon, 2nd to the 13th of August. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks ever so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.